Okay, good morning, everybody. Shavuot Tov and Chodesh Tov. Welcome to our special Nisan Shir at the Young Israel of Woodmere, Chodesh Nisan. Today's Shir is called Keneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah, Insights and Lessons from the Passage of the Four Sons, which is a central part of the Pesach Haggadah, of course. So Keneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah, Rav Soloveitchik says, Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim adjusts itself to the level of the child. And it involves instilling love rather than knowledge. I'm going to repeat that. Sipur, Rishus, my mother, who's joining us this morning, Baruch Hashem. Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim adjusts itself to the level of the child and involves instilling love rather than knowledge. Everyone can have a share in accordance with his or her individual ability. When God gave the Torah, he did not only give it for the great minds. The Torah is humble enough to be concerned with the person who is represented in the Tam, the simple, dull child. We give him a version of Judaism that he can understand, which will give him joy, which will give him happiness. We are not all Einsteins, and our IQs are not, I don't know what the highest level is, the number. But we're not all on that level. So the Rav says that the Torah was not given to the greatest of minds. The Torah is given to everybody represented in the Tam. We have a version of Judaism that makes us happy when we're on that level. The Torah is concerned, says the Rav, with the She'eno Yodea Lish'ol, the child who does not know how to ask. Who is this? The indifferent, perhaps assimilated Jew, who does not even care enough to ask questions. Even the Rasha, the wicked child or the wicked person is included. If he had been in Egypt, he would not have deserved redemption. But apparently, says Rav, there is hope for bringing him back. He is at the Seder. And if he were not at the Seder, the Torah would not have spoken about this child. The Torah prepared in the Haggadah a place for all. So if you look on your handout, please, you need the handout to refer both to the passage from the Haggadah dealing with the four sons, as well as when we say Keneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah, this isn't something that the Baal Haggadah came up with. The four sons are outlined in the Torah for us. So we're going to be looking at that passage as well. So we say in the Haggadah, I'm at the top of your handout, please, Baruch HaMalkam, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shanasan Torah L'Ama Yisrael, Baruch Hu. Blessed is the name for Hashem, is the Malkam, he is the place of the world, say Chazal, blessed is he, who gave Torah to his people Israel, blessed is he. And then right away, Keneged Arba Banim Divra Torah. The Torah speaks, it really means opposite. Four sons, concerning, if you will, four sons. Echad Chacham, one is wise. Echad Rasha, one is wicked. Ve'echad Tam, one is simple. I'll re-translate Tam. Ve'echad She'ein Yodea Lishol, one does not know how to ask Chacham. Mahu Omer, this is the excerpt from the Haggadah. We're all going to say, believe it or not, in less than 2 weeks, but Ezra Sashem. Chacham, Mahu Omer, what does the wise child ask? Maha Edus, Vahachukim, Vahamishpatim, Asher Tziva, Hashem, Elokeinu Eschem. What are the three different categories of law? Laws, the testimonies, the laws that we don't understand, the mishpatim that God commanded you. Va'av ata amarlo. And what do you answer him? Kilchos haPesach. Tell him the laws of Karban Pesach. Ein maftir and achar Pesach afikomen. You should know that after you eat the afikomen, after you eat the Karban Pesach, you can't eat anything else. Rasha mahu omer maha avoda zoslachem. The Rasha comes along and he says, what is this work to you? Lachem velo lo. He says, what is this work to you? Not as what is this work to us, lefisha hotzi as atzmo min akal kofar be'ikar. We call mamish a kofar be'ikar. A kofar be'ikar is someone who denies the basic tenets and principles of Judaism because he separated himself from the rest of us. Va'av ata haka eshinav, you should not go to his teeth. Ve'emarlar and Satan, ba'avur za asa Hashem li b'tzeisim in tzrayim. Because of what you see here on the table that represents my emuna, God took me out of Egypt. Leave a lolo. God did for me, not for him. Ilu haya sham lo haya nig. Oh, we know that 4/5 of the Jews, it's a staggering number. 4/5 of the Israelites died in Makas Choshech. If you would have been there, we say the Rasha, you would not have come out. Tom Mahu Omer, what does the simple son say? Mazos, please make sure you have a handle from the Bima. Mazos, what's this? And you answer when he says, what is this? With a strong hand, God took us out of Egypt from the house of slavery. There's even a child who doesn't know how to ask. Not only a child. We have to understand, before we go any further, that these don't represent necessarily four sons, but four types of Jews. There are four different categories of individuals, so to speak. And there is the individual who is not even intelligent not enough to ask. He mamish doesn't even know what to say. Apsachlo, you initiate with him. Shenemar v'higadata labincha bayamahu leimar. As the command says, you shall tell your son on that day, saying, Bavur zeh asah Hashem li b'tzeisim mitzrayim. Because of this, Hashem did for me when we came out of Egypt. So those are the four sons, a passage that we read from the Haggadah. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, teaches at the beginning of Vayeshev, very, very interesting. Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei Aviv, Perek Lamed Zayin Bereishis, Yaakov dwelt in the land of his father's sojourns. And we know what happens. The next thing we're told is Yosef is 17 years old. His father loves him very much. Yosef speaking Lashon Hara, not in that order. Yosef speaking Dibasam Ra El Aviham. The father loves him, makes him a Kesonas Pasim. Vayeshev Yaakov. So what does Rashi famously say there? What Vayeshev means to dwell. Or to settle. He has just spent 22 years in Galus. Bikesh Yaakov Leshev Beshalva. Yaakov wants a little bit of peace and quiet. Isn't it time for some peace and quiet? My brother wanted to kill me. I had to deal with Lavan, who we mentioned in the Seder. Arami Oved Avi Vayerud Mitzrayma. Bikesh Yaakov Leshev Beshalva. I just want some peace and quiet after Amen Nisyonos. What happens? Kafats Olav Ragzo Shal Yosef. The strife or the troubles of Yosef jumped upon him. So what does he want? He wants peace and quiet. God says, you want peace and quiet? You don't even know what's coming. Tzadikim evakshim leishay b'shalva. He wants some peace and quiet. Amar kodesh baruch hu. So the Almighty says, lo dayan letzadikim mashem mesukan lehem lo'olam haba. It's not enough that you're going to get a reward in the next world. Elishim evakshim leishay b'shalva ba'olam hazeh. You want peace and quiet in this world also. You're going to get your shalva in the next world. This world is not the place for shalva. So our Moshe Feinstein says that this statement is puzzling of Chazal. What's wrong with Yaakov's wanting to have a little bit of tranquility? Is that something to be punished for, so to speak? Is that something that there are consequences for? The Mishnah teaches us, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, that tranquility for the righteous is beneficial for them and beneficial for the world. It must be. It is.
Tranquility is good.
Yes. You don't agree?
No, because if he's trying to say that this is a world where you're suffering, so saying that tranquility is good for tzaddikim?
The Mishnah says, there's a statement in the Mishnah, quoted by Moshe Feinstein, that tranquility is good for tzaddikim and good for the world. So then how do we understand that he wasn't worthy of tranquility at this point in his life? As long as Yaakov, says Rav Moshe, had the obligation of chinuch, he was required to stand vigilant and he could not afford to dwell in tranquility. This was not the time for tranquility. At the end of his life, he has 17 years of tranquility in the land of Egypt. By that time, he has raised his children and they have gone on to raise their families. And Rav Moshe says that we learn from here an important halacha regarding a father's obligation in chinuch. People are under the impression that sometimes chinuch ends at the age of bar bat mitzvah, but this cannot be the case, that the child is only educated until that age. It would be impossible for that child to grow into an accomplished person, a Torah scholar. Chanuch lenar al pidarko, educate the child according to his way. Chazal disagree, and they say, does this apply to the age of 22 or the age of 24? At this point, Yosef was only 17 years old. Furthermore, even if a person educated their children as the Torah requires, and those children grow up to be as righteous as the Holy Shvatim, nevertheless, he must be concerned that they may be faced with temptation, that they might stumble. And he has to be sure no jealousy or hatred or temptation arises within them. This is the basis, says Rav Moshe, quoting Masech HaShabbos, for the criticism leveled against Yaakov Avinu. It was not the time for Shalva in his life. It was not the time for Vayeshev. It was the time to remain vigilant in regard to the situation with his children. Consequently, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, and this is brought down in the Rav Moshe Feinstein Haggadah, in regard to the passage on the Arba Banim, the obligation of chinuch is lifelong, even for those who we would call the chacham, the good children who excel in Torah learning. Hence, every child, or we should say every Jew, every type of person is included at the Seder table. Relating back to what the Rav said, with which we began this year, the Torah was not only given to the great minds amongst Israel. The Torah is given to every person, each on their own level. Dr. Alice Barnes tells the following recollection brought down in the Henry Machis biography. In 2002, I was in medical school at the Technion in Haifa. There were no religious people my age in Haifa. So for Shabbat, I would go to Jerusalem and stay at the Heritage House. Jeff Seidel sent me to the Machis's to eat. I hated going to people's houses, but at the Machis's, I felt so comfortable. They had such a beautiful, holy atmosphere in their home. It was the only place I ever wanted to go for Shabbat. In Haifa, I had a roommate named Michal. She spoke Hebrew and Russian. I told her she should come with me for Shabbat to the Machlises. She came one time. She didn't feel well. We were sitting at the table. From the 100 people in the house, Henny noticed something was wrong with my friend Michal. She came over and she said to her, "What's wrong?" I said to Henny, "Oh, she doesn't feel good." Henny took her hand and she started massaging it. She was telling her in Ivrit, "You will feel better." She massaged it 5 minutes, 10 minutes. After that, she says, "So how do you feel?" And Michal said, "I feel good." She was fine. What she needed was love. What she needed was someone to pay attention to her. What she needed was for somebody to notice she wasn't feeling well. And at the end of every meal, Henny would say to the crowd, "I want to thank you all for coming, because we know that the Shekhinah rests on the head of every individual. Thank you for bringing so much of God's presence into our home." Can I get Arba Banim Dibra Torah? In Yahadus and at our Seder table and at our Yom Tov and in our Mia and in our homes, there is room for all types of individuals because the Shekhinah rests upon every person. It is compelling. I thought it was fascinating when I was praying. So I was very excited for this shir. By the way, I never gave a full-length shir on Arba Banim itself. What is that? Oh. I thought it was very, very interesting that in the Haggadah, if you look on your handout, the introduction to Arba Banim, it's one paragraph. Baruch HaMakom, right at the top. Baruch Hu, Baruch Shanasan Torah La'am Yisrael, Baruch Hu. Blessed is the Almighty, blessed is He, blessed is the one who gave Torah to His people Israel, blessed is He. It's not even a new paragraph. It goes right into Keneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah. And I thought that this was a very interesting introduction, a very telling introduction to the Arba Banim. Because what essentially we are saying here is that we give thanks and blessing to God for all four types of people, all four types of Jews, all children, because everyone is a blessing. Do you understand what I'm trying to point out here? It's not even a second paragraph. The introduction to Keneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah is Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu. Oh, I just saw something else. Look at this. Baruch HaMakom, one. Baruch Hu, two. Baruch Shanasan Torah La'ama Yisrael, three. Baruch Hu, four. There are four expressions of Baruch corresponding to the four types of sons, which teaches us so strongly that for each type of Jew, we must give thanks. Where do we have this idea of the four sons? Well, the Haggadah tells you, Keneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah. Let us look in the Torah itself and see where these four sons come from. They are actually all Chumash based. Three occur in Sefer Shmos, and one occurs in the Book of Devarim. Okay, so it's on your handout. I did mention that if you have a Chumash, it would be beneficial for you. I will be reading the verses out loud because, okay, you'll see. Shmos 12:25. That's what it says on your handout. Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Chaf Hey. If you're in the Chumash with me, it's on page 356. Okay. This passage is completely on your handout. 12:25. Vahaya, this is in Parshas Bo. Okay, we just read yesterday Parshas HaChodesh. Parshas HaChodesh is from the beginning of Perek Yud Beis in Parshas Bo. It deals with Rosh Chodesh and the Korban Pesach. Later in Parshas Bo, the Torah tells us, Vahaya, okay? Vahaya, I'm on your hand though. Kisavo el ha'aretz, it will be when you come to the land, asher yitir Hashem lachem kasher diber, that God is going to give to you like He spoke, ushmartem esa avoda zos, you should guard, you should watch, you should keep, you should observe this work, Pesach. Vahaya kim yomu eilechem b'nechem, it will be when your sons say to you, ma ha'avoda hazos lachem, whose question is that? In our Haggadah, that's the Rashi's question. What work is this? Va'amartem, you should say, Zevach Pesach Hu LaHashem. It's a Pesach offering to God. Is that what we answer the son in the Haggadah? No. This is the question of the Rashi. But if you look in Parshas Bo, the question of the Rasha gets a completely different answer. At the Haggadah Seder, at the Pesach Seder, you take your fist and you knock on his teeth, proverbially. Don't do that to anybody. But in the Chumash, that's not what it says. Zevach Pesach Hula Hashem, Asher Pasach Abata B'nei Yisrael B'Mitzrayim, B'Nafo at Mitzrayim, at Batenu Hitzil. You give a full answer. This is the Pesach Korban to God. He skipped over the houses of the Israelites in Egypt when he smote the Egyptians. He saved our houses. That's a very nice answer. Seems like a good question, and it seems like a nice answer. It is a nice answer. Vayukod ha'am vayishtachavu. The people prostrate and bow down. So Rashi says, and I gave you this Rashi on your handout, why are they rejoicing, okay? When you come to the land, this is the sequence in these three verses. When you come to the land, when your sons ask you, you'll give a very valid explanatory answer. Nakuda 4 is, and they bow down. They're rejoicing. Why do they rejoice? So look on your handout. Rashi says, Al Besoras HaGeula. They rejoice for three reasons. The news of redemption. They were just told that they will be going to the land. Geula. Ubiyat ha, oh, I'm sorry. Besoras HaGeula is the preceding passage. You're going to be redeemed from Egypt. Ubiyat ha'aretz, they're coming to the land. Ubesoras ha'banim sheyulam, and they will have children. So at this point, this is the question of the Rasha, but things seem to be... I mean, if Chazal didn't tell you that that is the question of the Rasha, what would you think? This is a beautiful passage. My son's asking a question. I'm going into Eretz Yisrael. Everybody's happy. We're going to do Korban Pesach. Okay, that's the Rasha. Let's go on. 13:4. If you're in, having a chumash with me, please turn. Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Dalet, page 362. Okay? Page 362. The reason is I didn't want to give you the whole Aksar. I know we have access to chumashim. I just gave you the Pasuk with the question of that child. But the background, listen to the background. Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Dalet. Hayom Atem Yotzim Bechodesh Aviv. Today you are going out in the spring season. Vahaya. I'm on page 362. When you come to the land of the nations that God swore to your forefathers to give to you, a land flowing with milk and honey, you will observe this avoda, talking about the Korban Pesach, celebration of Pesach, in this month. Shivas yamim tochal matzos, for 7 days you shall eat matzos. On the seventh day, chag laHashem, pasuk zayim, and shall eat matzos for 7 days. Chametz should not be found. Leaven should not be found in your borders. Pasuk Ches. Parak Yud Gimel Pasuk Ches. Pasuk Ches is on your handout. V'higadata labincha bayam ha'hu leimor. You should tell your son on that day, saying, Ba'avur za asa Hashem li b'tzeisim b'mitzrayim. Because of this, God did for me when I left Egypt. Which son is this? V'higadata labincha. So this is the, I gave it to you on your handout, ladies. There's no question here. You see that? What are you doing? Telling. You are initiating. You are saying something to him. You're telling him, because of this, God did for me when I left Egypt. Now, I will tell you that Rashi on that Pasuk, on Pasuk Ches, says, I just want to find it for you. What's interesting is, Ba'avur za asa Hashem li b'tzeisi mimitzrayim, is the answer in the Haggadah to the Ben Harasha. Look at the top section. I know it's, I'm not trying to be confusing. I don't think the Torah is trying to be confusing. But the Torah is mixing up questions and answers with what the Baal Haggadah gives us as questions and answers. Interesting. So the answer that we just saw, look, second half of the handout. It says Shemos 13:8. V'higadat ala bincha, see where my thumb is? But if you go to the top of the handout, see where my thumb is now. Rasha, the answer to the Rasha is Ba'avur za asa Hashem li b'tzeisi b'mitzrayim. The answer in the Haggadah to the wicked son is the answer in the Torah to the son who does not even know how to ask. So the answer to the Rasha in the Haggadah is not the answer to the Chumash, to the Rasha. And the answer to the Rasha, furthermore, in the Haggadah, is the answer to the She'eino Yodea Lishol. Ladies, are you with me?
Yeah.
No, I saw that there's a no. Okay, look. In the Haggadah, when the Rasha asks his question, look at my thumb. Find your page on the hand. Find your place in the handout with my thumb. When the Rasha asks his question in the Haggadah, we knock out his teeth and say, if you had been there, you weren't going out. However, when the Rasha in the Chumash asks his question, we say to him, oh, Taka, we're doing a Korban Pesach. One place, in the Haggadah, you knock on his teeth, but in the Chumash, you tell him you're doing a Korban Pesach. Furthermore, when you come to the She'eni Yodei Alisha, look where my fingers are so you know where to look on your page. It's very clear. She'eni Yodei Alisha. In the Chumash, Shemos 13:8. So you say, Ba'avur za asa Hashem li b'tzeisi mi'mitzrayim. That's the answer in the Chumash to the son who does not know how to ask. But in the Haggadah, the answer to the one who doesn't know how to ask from the Chumash becomes the answer to the Rasha in the Haggadah. Okay? What? Okay, so I don't want questions because I'm going to ask no questions or comments like I say by Parsha Shir, please, because we're not going to ask like it is. I see, I don't know if I'm going to get through all my material, but we're going to try and resolve all these questions. But what we're first looking at is the passage from the Haggadah with the four sons. And now the passage is from the Chumash with the four sons. Okay, now, so Rashi tells you on 13:8, that there is a remez in the end. Okay, where am I up to? 13:8, the She'eno de'alishol. Rashi says, that's why I said you could benefit from a chumash, ladies, the remez to the tshuva leven harasha. Rashi says, the answer in the chumash to the She'eno de'alishol is an allusion to the answer to the Rasha. Therefore, the Baal Haggadah takes Ba'avur Zah Asah Hashem Li B'tzeisim Mitzrayim from the Chumash and puts it by the Rasha. Okay? That's what Rashi says. The answer in Chumash to the She'eino Yodei Alishol is an allusion to the answer to the Rasha, the wicked son. Okay, let's go. The simple son, the Tam. You don't have to turn. It's one Pasuk 13:14. It's on your handout. Simple son, Tom. V'hayakish alcha bincha machar. It will be when your son will ask you tomorrow. Rashi says, yesh machar shala achar zman. You're not necessarily talking about tomorrow as in tomorrow's Monday. At some point in the future, when your son says mazos, that's not a complicated question. That's a simple question. It goes with the simple son. What's this? V'amarta elav. You should say it in b'chozek yad with a strong hand. Otsiyanu Hashem in Mitzrayim mibeis avadim. Now, by the way, in the Chumash and in the Haggadah, the Tam is easy. He asks a standard question, he gets an answer. It's the same in the Chumash and in the Haggadah. Yes? The last son is not from Parshas Bo, which is very interesting. Three sons are in Parshas Bo. We just went through them. The Rasha, She'eni Yodei Alishol, and the Tam. You have the sources on your handout. The last son appears all the way towards the end of the Chamishei Chumshei Torah in the book of... It's on your handout. It's not a trick question. Devarim. In Devarim, Parak Vav, chapter 6, Pasuk Chaf through Chaf Hey, you have the passage that deals with the Chacham, the wise son. 1 second. If you have your Chumash, it's page 976. 976. The Chacham is here. Kiyish alcha bincha machar. The first two psukim are on your handout, so look on your handout, please. I tried to make this very clear. It should not be confusing. The top of your handout is from the Haggadah. The bottom half of your handout is from the Chumash. How many sons are there? What are we talking about? Pesach. Okay. Perek Vav Pasucha. When your son will ask you tomorrow, saying, and once again, Rashi says the same comment here, yesh machar shehu achar zman. We don't mean Moshe Rabbeinu still in the desert here. He's talking about when you get to Eretz Yisrael and you do the Korban Pesach. Machar doesn't mean the next day. It means in the future. Good. Okay. Ki yishalcha bincha machar leimor maha edus v'hachukim v'hamishpatim asher tziva Hashem elkeinu esham. What are the testimonies and the statutes and the laws that Hashem, your God, commanded you? That's the same question in the Chumash that it is in the Haggadah. Good. Okay, sorry. That's a chaval. V'amarta lebincha avadim hayinu leparo b'mitzrayim. And you say to your son, we were servants, we know that. Pasuk, that's what really opens up. Magid, we were servants to power in Egypt. God took us out with a strong hand. Vayitin Hashem Osuf Sumovsim Gedolim V'Ram B'Mitzrayim. God put signs and great wonders in the Egypt for power and his whole household before our eyes. He took us out from there to bring us to give us this land that he swore to our forefathers. And God commanded us to do all of these chukim to fear God so it will be good for us to give us life like this day. Okay. We looked at the four sons from the Haggadah. We looked at the four sons from the Chumash. We noted that there are some discrepancies between the passage in the Haggadah versus the passages in the Chumash. Are we okay? The Rasha. Rav Sham Shernfeld Hirsch says about the Rasha, and his commentary is on Chumash. Okay? Rav Sham Shernfeld Hirsch says in his commentary on Chumash about the Rasha, Ma ha'avoda hazos lacham, says the Rasha. This is the question asked by a generation that has become estranged from God. A generation that places man at the service of man himself. The Rasha represents the Jew who is estranged, who is distant, who is disconnected from God, who places man in the service of himself alone. And he attaches value to an action only if it is of tangible use. The Rasha is disassociated from God. He believes that man should serve only man, and actions have value, says Rav Sham Shernfeld Hirsch, only if they have tangible, concrete value. So he sees no value in roasting a lamb and eating with matzah amarah to remember something that happened in the Altaheim, because we're in the modern world now. Why do I need that ancient, antiquated, tribal service for? That has nothing to do with life in the modern world. He is disassociated from God. And in the modern world, man should serve man, not the Almighty. Interestingly, it does not say in the Pasuk, look on your handout. See, it says in the Pasuk, 12:26, the passage of the Rasha, Va'amartem zevach pesach hu l'Hashem, third Pasuk dealing with the Rasha. Va'amartem, you shall, it does not say you shall say to them, or you shall say to him, rather you shall say. And the answer to the Rasha, it's va'amartem. It doesn't say like, but the ben, she'ni odishal v'igadta l'bincha. And it says in the answer to the Talmud, va'amarta a love. The other sons you shall say to them. When the guard to the Rasha just says, va'amarta. You're making a statement without addressing a specific audience. The Torah does not expect that a generation sunk in materialism will mend its ways upon hearing your answer. It's not enough to give an answer. What is needed to mend the ways of the wicked generation? Examples of mitzvos performed with sincerity and conscious enthusiasm. The Torah does not expect that simply by answering the Rasha, you will yield results in transforming him into a tzaddik. The way to change a generation steeped in materialism, says Rav Sham Shernfeld Hirsch, is achieved only through examples of avodas Hashem with sincerity and conscious enthusiasm. You know how loudly and profoundly this should speak to our generation? You could speak from today till tomorrow, till you stand on your head, and I don't know, till Mashiach comes, you could be talking. Nothing's going to happen without concrete action and conscious enthusiasm. Amar Tem, you're just saying, your words are lost. What matters is what you are really doing that sets the tone. Pay no heed, says Rav Sham Shernfeld Hirsch, to the disdainful words of a generation whose materialism has made them oblivious to the meaning and spirit of God's practices. Zevach Pesach hu l'Hashem. This meal leads us from death to life. This is the meal of redemption. This avoda shall remain forever with profound and positive consequences. So he says, who is the Rasha? Maha avoda zos lacham. He sees it as a burden. What are you working for? You should be working for yourself, not to serve some god of antiquity who has no relevance in our day and our time anymore. He is removed from the Almighty because he is steeped in materialism. And when you answer him, va'amartem, you should realize that your answer itself will have no effect. The only thing that will have concrete effect is acting and modeling and by example behaving a certain way. This perhaps will change the Rasha into the better son or the repentant son. Interestingly, Rav Kitov, Rav Eliyahu Kitov points out in his Heritage, his beautiful, beautiful Haggadah, If you don't have it, I highly recommend it. The Kitov Haggadah, the one in Hebrew, is very easy to understand Hebrew. It's the one I use at the Seder every year. And then you also have it published in English. I really recommend that. Eliyahu Kitov, beautiful. The Heritage Haggadah, both in English and Hebrew. So Rav Eliyahu Kitov points out something very interesting. Regarding the Chacham, I'm on the second half of your sheet, okay? Regarding the Chacham, the wise son, that's the bottom one, Ki Yish'acha Bin Chamachar, when your son, singular, asks you. Right above that, the Tom, Ki Yish'acha Bin Chamachar, when your son, singular, asks you. Regarding the Rasha, what does it say? It's all in your handout. Regarding the passage of the Rasha from the Chav. What? I can't hear. Yes. No, it says Ki Yom. I'm looking in the part from the Chumash. Second half of the Shi. Ki Yomu Eleichem B'neichem Macha. I'm in this passages from the Chumash. The Rasha, Ki Yomu Eleichem B'neichem. Plural. When your sons say to you. However, by the Tom, the simple son, Ki Yish'alcha Bincha, one child. Chacham, Ki Yish'alcha Bincha. Now, the She'eino De'alisho doesn't ask, so there is no question. But it's interesting, even when you tell him, it's in the singular. V'higadeta lebincha. Only by the Rasha, it uses the phrase Bineichem, which indicates a group, or multiple, or plural, many. Why? He says it teaches us that the other sons, particularly the Tom and the Chacham, who come as an individual, want to know, and they do not worry, and they are not afraid by coming by themselves to ask, because they're genuinely coming to learn, and they know the sincerity of their question, and they're comfortable and confident coming on their own. The wicked son, however, is only coming lahachis, to make fun, to argue, to get you revved up, to perhaps start a machlokas. He separates himself, and therefore he's afraid to come by himself. He brings someone else who is like him to be at his side. You know who this reminds me of? From the Chumash? Who? Say it again.
Korach.
Korach. Korach is not coming out of sincerity in Avodas Hashem. If he had a sincerity in Avodas Hashem, he would have been embraced his job as a Levi. He had a good job. He was a Levi, beautiful tafkid. He wants to go against Moshe and Aaron. So what does he do? He gathers with him 250 men from the tribe of Reuven. Why are they involved in this machokas? What does Rashi say? Oy le Rasha, v'oy le Shcheino. Know the use of the word Rasha. The Rasha is not comfortable. You can't have a coup by one man. Rachmana Litzlan, I shouldn't even say this because I don't want to compare the Ben Rasha, who's a Jew, but Hitler could not have accomplished what he accomplished on his own. A wicked person needs others to go along with him. An example of that is Korach, or he will not be successful. So if Kitov says, even in the Lashon of the Pasuk, you see that the Rosh is afraid to come by himself. What does he do? There's a whole group coming along with him. Furthermore, says Rav Kitov, in the Pasuk from the Chumash, there's no mention of the name of God. And therefore, the Rosh indicates that he is not even aware, does not even believe that God exists. He is denying a fundamental principle of our faith. What we do at the Seder is not because God commanded us, but we somehow made up this service on our own. Mahavodazos lachem. Did you just make up this service on your own? Says the Ben Arasha. What are you doing? He is mocking. So, in regard to Ba'avur Za Asah Hashem Li B'tzeisi Mimitzrayim, we already noted on the top of your handout, when we answer the Rasha, top of your handout, the answer to the Rasha is because of this God did for me when I left Egypt. But we noted a few minutes ago that in the Chumash, bottom of your handout, the answer to the Rasha is the answer to the She'eino De'alisha. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. The answer to the Rasha in the Haggadah, look at my fingers. Answer to the Rasha in the Haggadah, Ba'avur Za Asah Hashem Li B'Tzeisi Mimitzrayim, in the Chumash is the answer to the She'eino Yodea Lish'ol. Why? Why did the Ba'avur Haggadah put the answer to the one who does not know how to ask from the Chumash under the category in the Haggadah of Rasha? Okay. So I'm going to tell you a short answer by the Vilna Gaon, and then a lengthier answer by Rav Yisrael Meir Lau. So the Vilna Gaon says it's because we're not really speaking directly to the Rasha. He's not coming to ask. He's only really coming to instigate and to cause trouble. We don't answer him. We rather speak to the next child. We speak to his brother. We say to the one who does not know how to ask, who does not know how to ask, who could be a follower rather than a leader. So you say to this child, be very careful. You see what happened to that one? He's a kofar be'ikar. We don't want that to happen to you. You should know. Even though he's a she'eino yodei lishol, we speak to him. We address him. Look how glorious this avodah is. Because of this, I was redeemed to Egypt. And therefore, you imagine a table, you imagine a society where you're trying to educate the one who does not even know how to ask. And perhaps, Ezu Chacham, Allah made me call Adam, you say, we don't answer the Rasha directly, explains the Vilna Gaon. When it says in the Haggadah, Amar lo ba'avur zah, sa Hashem li b'tzeis in the Mitzrayim, we're not answering the Rasha. We're actually answering the one who does not know how to ask, who is also at your Seder table. My dear son, we are saying, be careful, be forewarned, understand about this wicked person, that he would have been one of the four-fifths who was not redeemed. Don't use that as your Avodah Hashem example. Rather, use this Avodah. Ba'avur zah, asa Hashem li, b'tzeisi mimitzrayim. I was redeemed, we say to the She'eni Yodei Lishol, learn from the Rasha what not to do. Rav Yisrael Meir Lau has an alternative explanation which is very powerful. Note, second half of the sheet, question of the Rasha. See where my fingers are? I really need a projector. Second half, no, I'm really being serious. I think it would be clear, but I'm trying to be very clear. My fingers are doing the job. Okay? The passage in the Chumash to the Ben HaRasha is introduced with Vahaya Kisavo El Ha'aretz, when you come to the land that God is giving you, like he spoke, and you should keep, guard this work. Your sons will ask you, what is this work? And you should explain, Zavach Pesachu L'Hashem. That's the passage dealing with the Rasha, but we have already noted it's very different than the passage in the Haggadah to the Rasha. Why the difference? Rav Yisrael Meir Lau has such a beautiful, insightful, and profound answer. The answer to the wicked son's question is not the one given in the Torah, says Rabbi Lau. This is somewhat surprising. The Torah answers to the Rasha in the Haggadah, the answer to the She'eino Yodei Lishol. But in the Torah itself, we give him a real answer. We start explaining that this is Zevach Pesach LaHashem. How are we to understand that the Torah has one approach to the Rasha and the Haggadah has another approach to the Rasha? You with me? He says the answer lies in what precedes the Rasha's question in the Chumash. Before the wicked son's question in the Chumash, in Parshas Bo, in Shemos 12:25, I'm sure you were to look on your handout, the preceding statement is, when you come to the land that God is giving you, like he spoke, you shall guard this service, and your sons will ask you. It is against this background that we can answer our question. This is so beautiful. A person who lives outside the land of Israel and does not maintain Jewish ties is different than one who lives inside the land of Israel and sort of thinks he does not maintain Jewish ties. When a person lives outside the land of Israel and he is totally unaffiliated, when he says, Ma ha'avodah zos lachem, it implies complete alienation. He does not send his children to Jewish schools. He will intermarry, perhaps. He will ultimately be totally cut off through intermarriage from the Jewish people and from Jewish society. To such a son, we say, Li velo lo. Had you been there, you would not have been redeemed because you went to the point of assimilation, to the point where your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren were not even Jewish. My husband, before Purim, before Pesach, he sends matzah to a few Jewish people in the company. Before Purim, he sent a couple of boxes of hamantaschen to different people. So from one office, I don't even remember which state it was in, as part of the company, it's not in New York, he sent them to a certain person. A certain woman in the office emailed him, in that other office in a different state, saying how much she loved the Hamantash she had. It reminds her of her grandmother. Her grandmother from one side was Jewish, and she's not Jewish. Here she had this Hamantash. It reminds her of her grandmother. The Metzius, the reality is that a Jew outside of the land of Israel, who is a kofer beiker, who cuts himself off, and this is not hearsay, and it's not illusions, and it's not Rachmana, it's not a terrible dream. It is a very big reality, the state of intermarriage, especially in America. I'm sure my mother could tell us the percentages. The Jews are disappearing very, very fast. So a Jew outside the land of Israel, when he says, we need to be bothered. We need to be with the world. We need to be accepted. I remember another person in my husband's company on Yom Kippur, she would go to work. That's how far removed some Jews, Rahman al-Islam, many assimilated Jews, are outside the land of Israel. And therefore, had he been there, the reality is, he would not have been redeemed. Sorry to say, he would have been one of the 4/5 who didn't want to go out and who died. Do you know what a staggering number that is? About 2.5 million people left Egypt. Okay? 600,000 represents the men between the ages of 20 to 60. You have all the Levium, all the women, all the seniors, all the youth. So it's not 600,000, it's 600,000 males. So that's a year at a nation of about 2.5 million people. That was 1/5. I'm not a mathematician. Do you know this means millions? Millions died in Malchus Bechoros. The vast majority, 4/5, that's 80%, thank you, died during Malchus Choshech. Correct. Thank you. Huge number. So you say to this child who is assimilated, I have to tell you something. Bavur Zasa Hashem Li, leave it alone. Ilu Hayashem Lo Negal. The truth is, you wouldn't have been redeemed. However, V'haya ki savau ala aretz asher yitein Hashem lachem kasher diber. If the son lives in the land of Israel, says Rabbi Lau, in a Jewish state, there is a much greater chance he will remain part of the Jewish community. Here, he will ensure his son at least undergoes a brit milah. The chances are much greater. He will have a bar mitzvah. He will marry according to Jewish law. He will have some connection or another with a Beit Knesset. At least on the Yamim Noraim, he will study in a Jewish school, which is not open on Shabbat. Sunday is a regular day of the week, and the language is that of Tanakh, where his Jewish roots go down deep. The wicked son in the land of Israel, V'haya ki savau ela aretz asher yitein Hashem lachem. Against that backdrop, when the assimilated or trying to be assimilated son says, Ma havodo zo sachem, there's so much hope for him because he's in a Jewish country and a Jewish land where his forefathers walked, where you cannot escape Hamantashen everywhere. Did you see the picture on the side of Ichilov Hospital of the, you must have seen it, of the superheroes rappelling down the windows and handing mishloach manos out to each child in the windows? I was showing it to my boys, and I remember we were somewhere for an appointment. Maybe waiting for their well check. And I showed them the picture. They retold the rest of the family. They're like, Mommy started crying in the doctor's office. I showed them the picture. And I wasn't sure. I'm never sure if these things are true or not. And I have a friend who told me it's absolutely true. She's very close to someone who was there 2 years ago. And it's true. They dress up as superheroes. They rappel down the sides of the hospital building. And they pass Mishloach Manos through. So when your son in the land says to you, what are you doing? Give him a real answer, because he has association. He knows Mishloach Manos. He knows that the bus says, Hayom Yom Echad Omer. He knows, he remembers the bus driver who was dressed up as a gorilla on Purim, and he was there for his year. You can't escape Yahadus in the Holy Land. But Rachman al-Itzlan, in our land, in Mitzrayim, in Galus, he would have utterly disappeared. Here, says Rav Lau, we ensure that his son undergoes Brit Milah, that he is married according to Jewish law. The chances are greater, it's not 100%, greater, much greater, that this child will have a bar mitzvah. He will have one connection or another with the Beit Knesset. At least on the high holidays, he will study in a Jewish school, and that Jewish school will not be open on Shabbat. And the language of the state is the language of Tanakh. For the wicked son, the Ben Arasha, in the land of Israel, there is an entirely different approach. We need to draw him closer to his roots, because that flame is so alive. And therefore, Zavach Pesach Hu LaHashem. We are all part of a great partnership, a common destiny, and therefore your lifestyle is the lifestyle of your forefathers. Perhaps now we can understand Rashi. Look where I'm going. Hand out, see where my fingers are. Rashi, why did the people rejoice if it's the wicked son asking a question? Because look at the order in which Rashi tells us they rejoiced. First they rejoiced, al besor ha-geula, because they would be redeemed. Then they rejoiced, al biyat ha-aretz, they are coming to the land. Only then did they rejoice over the fact that they would have sons, because those sons would be sons of Eretz Yisrael. And in Eretz Yisrael, Am Yisrael Chai, in a way that is not possible, simply not possible, as a result of Chutz Eretz. I don't know if anybody saw, but last Wednesday, I tried to find it online, I couldn't find it. It wasn't on the news sites on Thursday. Alor Azaria was up for parole. And he had a court case to see if he could be paroled. Alor Azaria killed the terrorist in Hebron. Does it go back 2 years? 3 years? I think it's 2 years. It's more than one. I think. But anyway, there was a picture of him coming into court. And from external appearances, it does not appear that Alor Azaria is dati in the way we translate dati. I don't see that he sports a kippah, but his shirt was a white shirt with blue print. It said, Ein li Eretz Acheret, on the top of the shirt, Ein li Eretz Acheret. And underneath was the text of Hatikva on his shirt. At the very least, they were saying, Adlo Avda Tikva Teinu, Hatikva, Bat Shnat Apayim, Liot Amchavshi, Beretzeinu, Beretzion, V'Yushalayim. And yet, how many assimilated Jews in the land of America have never even been to Israel and have no desire to even go to Israel? And therefore, Kisavala Aretz, in the land, when your son who's starting to be lost says, Mahavodo Zosacham, you should say to him, Zavach Pesach Hu LaHashem. Brilliant. Brilliant. Rav Kito points out something very interesting which relates to this as well. Ben HaRasha, you see where my fingers are? In the Chumash, the Ben HaRasha says, Mahavoda Zosachem. You answer him, we bring the Karban Pesach. And then it says, Vayukar Ham Vayishtachavu. The people rejoiced and they prostrated themselves. So Rav Kito points out, this is the son, the wicked son. So they're just told they're going to have wicked children. So now they're rejoicing. You understand? It's a Ben HaRasha. Oh wow, let me bow down. I'm so happy there will be such Jews who will Yotzei Min HaKlal. Wow, what's going on? This is maybe by the Chacham in Devarim, when the Chacham says, Ma'al Eidus V'Achukim V'Mishpatim, so then I should bow down. Thank you, God. I'm bowing down because the Ben HaRasha says, what are you doing? It's a great question. So Kitov says, he's quoting the Shem Yishmua, regarding the wicked son, it tells us how to respond. Even this is good news for us. Because despite his words and despite his behavior, even that child, even that person, there is always hope. There's hope for him, yet he can always come back. And so even for that, we have to rejoice. I'm now going to quote my son Yitzchak Yonatan. For those who are in Pasha with me, just 2 weeks ago, we quoted Yitzchak Yonatan about the paroches. Who is here? Who remembers? Couple people remember, Baruch Hashem. So Yitzchak Yonatan, my 12-year-old son, said a very nice vart about the Ben HaRasha. During the Seder, he says, we talk about four different sons, but we're going to focus on one of them, says my son, the Rasha or the wicked son. The Rasha does not understand the purpose of the Seder. He's not interested in doing Avodas Hashem. He says, Maha Avodah Hazos Lachem. He says, why do you do this work, not why do we do this work? The obvious question, wrote my son, is why does he exclude himself from the rest of us? The answer is, said Yonatan, when a person does something, this is very kinayinahar, intuitive and impactful. If I didn't think it was, I wouldn't be quoting it. The answer is, when a person does something wrong, he sometimes does not believe he can fix it if it's so bad. It's about the Rasha himself. Therefore, he separates from everybody else. He's 12 years old, and he's giving us a brilliant insight into Avodas Hashem. Sometimes we lose faith in ourselves. We brand ourselves a Rasha. We think we're not worthy. I just spoke Lashon Hara, and then I realized after, I'm a total idiot, excuse me. How could I have said that? Well, I must separate. And then it's a downhill self-fulfilling prophecy. Because once you perceive yourself as a Rasha, and you separate from every other positive influence, the truth is, what you will believe and what you will foresee, unfortunately, will happen. So my son says the answer is, in his words, when a person does something wrong, he sometimes does not believe he could fix it if it's so bad. Therefore, said Yonatan, he will separate from everybody else. He does not believe he can do teshuvah. He does not believe his mitzvos are worthwhile anymore. That's why the Rasha says, what are you doing? Not what are we doing? We learn from the Rasha, one must always believe in Hashem and in himself. Because Hashem is always ready, said my son, Mamasham Kodikim, to accept teshuvah if we are ready to improve and repent. And I added on to his var, the Rav Tzedek HaKohen of Lublin, who died in 1900, teaches, Kashem Sha'adam Tzarich Laha Amin Bahashem, Kain Tzarich Laha Amin Ba'atzmo. It's a brilliant answer, and perhaps this helps us understand the discrepancy also between the Chumash Rasha and the Haggadah Rasha. In the Chumash, the Rasha is not branded as a Rasha. If you open up that passage from the Chumash, where am I? Right here. And you read this without Mamre Chazal, you're not even going to know that this kid's a Rasha. It looks really good here. You're going to come to the land that God gave you. Already explained that according to Rabbi Lau. Your sons, plural, wow, we will have offspring and descendants who will live beyond us, and therefore Am Yisrael Chai will say, what's this work? And you should say, this is the Korban Pesach. Beautiful. Does it say anywhere that he's a Rasha? Would you know without Torah Shabbat Peh that this child is a Rasha? Because the Torah does not want to brand anybody, because there's, I'm using Yonatan's insight to further explain the discrepancy between the Chumash Rasha and the Haggadah Rasha. The Chumash does not brand him as a Rasha, because we should never brand anybody as a Rasha, but when he comes to the point where he perceives himself as a Rasha, that's when it's the most dangerous. Lefisha hosi es atzmo min haklal. Once you perceive yourself as a Rasha, alti Rasha b'fnei atzmecha, say Chazal in Pirkei Avos, don't make yourself into Rasha, because then you separate from good, and then you can ultimately even become a kofer b'ikar. We should never see ourselves, say Chazal, as a Rasha, because when you start to separate yourself, lefisha hoti es atzmo min haklal, because you think you're so bad, there's no hope for you yet. Once you see yourself as so bad, you can even become to be a kofer be'ikar. The Chumash does not label him as a Rasha. The Chumash says, just answer him. But once you come to the Agada, and he sees himself as a Rasha, and he doesn't want a part in your Seder table because of his sins, then we're on a very, very dangerous slope. Okay, one second, please. We're starting to be late. Okay. Rav Sham Shemfal Hirsch says, it's his comment on the She'eni Yodei Elishol, 13:8. I started a few minutes late because of the announcement. I'm taking my full time. If you need to leave, I'm sorry. You could catch the end on YU Torah. If you're able to stay, please do so. So I'll be talking to somebody and not myself. Okay. So Shemos 13:8, the She'eni Yodei Elishol. This is the one who doesn't know what to ask. So what do? You initiate, even for this child on this level, who cannot ask questions. By the way, keep in mind, I'm trying to stress, this isn't really about four sons. It's really about four types of people, four types of Jews, different situations in our society and community. The Torah delineates the task of Jewish education, says Rav Sham Shemfal Hirsch, not through unthinking habit. We have to ask ourselves, how much of what we do in today's Orthodox society is done through unthinking habit? Not through mere moralizing. Should our children be led to observe God's commandments? Those methods will simply not suffice for Rav Sham Shemfal Hirsch in the 1800s in Germany. Not through unthinking habit, and not through mere moralizing. It won't suffice. We must show them the way, all the children, by enthusiastic example. Even the She'eni Yodei Elishol, he says, awaken their hearts, awaken their minds. They should learn to practice through intelligence and awareness. They should be excited and fascinated by Judaism. Even the She'eni Yodei Elishol. Tam, Mahu Omer. Second to last from the Chumash. Tam, Mahu Omer. Mazos. He's a simple son. And he says, what is this? And you say, Bechozek Yad Otzianu Hashem Mimitzrayim Beis Avadim. Okay? So don't laugh, but I'm actually going to quote my son again. He had to write, the Rebbe assigned each child, he's in sixth grade, Kanayin Yeshiva Darche Torah, the Rebbe assigned each child one or two Divrei Torah, and these were his Divrei Torah, and obviously I found them worthy enough of applying to us as adults. One of the four sons in the Haggadah wrote, my son is called the Tom, the simple son. The simple son asks the very simple question of Mazos, which means, what is this? The Tom is simply asking, it's so cute, he's 12. Tom asks a simple question, simple son, simply asking, what are we doing? Even though the Tom asks such a simple question, there's a secret here, and that is he can achieve much greatness. Who is a proof of that? A way to prove this is from Yaakov Avinu. Because in Bereishis Chaf Hei Chaf Zai, in the Torah says about Yaakov Avinu, Esav is an ish yodeat sayid, ish sada, and Yaakov is an ish tam, yoshev ohalim. And Rashi tells us right there, what does it mean yoshev ohalim? He sat in the tents of Torah. We know Yaakov is a great man, wrote Yonatan. Yet the Torah calls him a Tam. What does this teach us about the Tam? We must learn that even a simple person like a Tam can achieve greatness like Yaakov. How? Yaakov went from the Tam to a founder of our nation by learning Torah. So too, the simple son can become great through Torah. Even my son wrote, by asking questions, even simple ones, you learn, you achieve, and you can be great in your Avodas Hashem. I thought of something interesting. If you have a Chumash, please turn to Shemos Perek Vav. I mentioned that I'm taking my full time. Okay, I hope you could stay with me for 5 more minutes. Please turn to Shemos Perek Vav, the beginning of Parshas Va'era. Page 318. I'm taking you to the Arba Lashonos Geula. Arba Lashonos Geula. Page 318. Perek Vav, Pasuk Vav, if you're using your phone. Chapter 6, verse 6. In Shemos. Exodus 6, 6. Let's look at this passage right here. Lachain Amar Livnei Yisrael, Ani Hashem, Behotseisi Aschem Mitachos Sivlas Mitzrayim. I am Hashem, I will take you out from under the oppression of the burden of Egypt. Behotseisi. Vehitzalti Aschem Me'avodasam, I will save you from their work. Vega'alti Aschem, I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and great wonders. Velakachti Aschem Lila Am, I will take you to me to a people. I'll be for you a God. What are these called? Very famously, the Arba Lashonos of Geula. So much of the Seder has to do with four. They are, we just saw them here, Va'otseisi Aschem, I will take you out. Va'otseisi V'itzalti Aschem, V'ga'alti Aschem, V'lakachti Aschem. I was thinking perhaps that the four Lashonos of Geula are Kenega the Arba Banim. So Baruch Hashem, when I was preparing the Shir, I found one statement in Kitov to support this idea. Of Kitov brings down, without further elaboration, but I found this. Some explain the four sons correspond to the four expressions of redemption that God employed when he promised to take us out of Egypt. So if I thought it could be very nice, but if I see it brought down in Kito, then there's an emistic to this. So the four Lashonos of Geula are Kenega the Arba Banim. Let's explain how. V'hotseisi v'hitzalti v'ga'alti v'lakachti. And then there's the v'heivesi, which is the fifth one. Here we go. V'hotseisi. Echad Chacham, I will take you out. There's a wise son. The wise son is worthy to be taken out from bondage and affliction. He is wise. He understands what it means to be taken out. He understands the opportunity with new life. He understands what it means to go out from under the oppressor so that he can serve God. V'hotseisi Aschem, I will take you out. Mitachos Sivlos Mitzrayim is the reward to the Chacham, the Ben Chacham. V'hitzalti Aschem, I will save you from the Avoda, corresponds to the Ben Harasha. The wicked son does not even know he needs redemption. He is drowning in a sea of assimilation. And therefore God says the only thing that could save him is V'hitzalti, the absolute omnipotency, the Ein Sof, the all-powerful Ribbono Shel Olam, who will save him without any action on his part. He just needs divine intervention or he will absolutely be lost. V'ga'alti Aschem Bizra Netuya, I will redeem you, represents the Tam, Echa Tam. The simple son will be redeemed. Or perhaps, I was thinking, this Tam, this Tmimus, refers to the Tmimus of Torah. Through Torah comes Geula. The Ga'alti Aschem, the absolute redemption, is redemption of Torah. Who is the son of Torah? Tam, Yaakov Ish Tam, Yoshev Ohalim. The Tam, the one who is in the tents of Torah, will be redeemed because that's the truest Geula. And finally, V'lakachti, the She'eino Yodea Lishon, the special child who cannot open his mouth, who does not know how to ask, the Jew of limited intelligence, who doesn't even know what to say. So God says, I can't even formulate my question, says this child. Hashem says, you're mine. You're so precious to me. I will take you to me. I will teach you. I will bring you under my wings. I'll repeat it quickly. Echad Chacham. The Chacham understands what being taken out means, to be given new life as an Ever Hashem. The Hitzalti, Echad Rasha. The Rasha is lost without divine salvation because he is on the brink of assimilation. The Ga'alti, the Tam, represents the Tmimus of Torah, which is the absolute Geula. And finally, V'lakachti, the She'ene Odei Alisha. Hashem says, I will take you to me. I will be your teacher. I will be your guide. I will be your mentor. And what of the Hevesi Eschem El Haaretz? As a Jewish collective, all of you, every type of Jew, every type of son, every type of person will march together to the Holy Land. I'm going to end by quoting a short vignette from Henny Machlis. Perhaps the most remarkable aspect of Henny Shabbos preparations was she never ran out of enthusiasm. We spoke about example is more important than words. Enthusiasm is the key to bringing back every Jew. Make it meaningful. Teach with love at the Seder, not with knowledge, says Rav Soloveitchik. Perhaps the most remarkable aspect of Henny Shabbos preparation was she never ran out of enthusiasm. Shabbos after Shabbos, year after year. We used to take off a few weeks every year, said Henny in 2002. We would inform people in advance. A couple of years ago, my daughter had a baby boy on Shabbat, so the Brit Milah was the following Shabbat in a different city. Whoever called during the week, we told them, don't come. But there was no way to announce it to the regulars. So just in case, we arranged for a rabbi to be here to conduct the meal. I cooked just a little bit. Challah, salad, drinks, some provisions. I thought maybe 20 people would come. 80 people showed up for Shabbat evening meal. 65 people the next day for lunch. So now, if we want to go away for Shabbat, we inform people. Rabbi Machlis won't be here, but there will be someone to run the meal. And I cook the food anyway. 51 weeks a year. Only on Pesach, we don't have guests. And we go away. Because there's a special biblical mitzvah, V'higadeta lebincha b'yom ha'hu, to teach your children on Seder night. So on Seder, we concentrate exclusively on the children. Can I get arba banim debra Torah, echad chacham, echad rasha, echad tam, ve'echad she'enei odei alisha, and we attempt to celebrate the holiday in a private family setting. Be'ezras Hashem, we should be zocha that the Jews who need the answers, us who need to be enlightened, should be enlightened, should be inspired. We should find our answers. Through our learning, we come closer to Ribono Shel Olam. And we should ultimately be zocha that the final lashon of Geula, Ve'hevesi Eschem El Haaretz, should be ours this Pesach, as the whole collective is redeemed. When we open the door, we should halavai be zocha to Eliyahu Hanavi, who will finally come through. I wish you al chodesh tov, and a chag kasher v'sameach. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. No questions. That was beautiful.